Yeah, they had two. They had one that had these axles that was just a single axle in the rear, and then they made a version that was really ridiculously crazy that had two axles in the rear. And I remember seeing video on YouTube of that thing going through sand dunes and all kinds of stuff. But yeah, those are really cool products. When I had an opportunity to see one once up close. And the big problem was getting in and out of it. It was real hard to, it was kind of high in the air. It was too high for me to get in and out of. I'll tell you that, I tried and it didn't work. But I never did see the dual axle one, but I've seen the dual axle one in like magazine articles and YouTube videos and that sort of thing. But the other one, the single axle version with the inverted axles that we're discussing, was available, and I did see one at Woodward Avenue Mercedes-Benz store. The West Bloomfield store had one for a short period of time in the back in the parking lot, and I went out there and looked at it because I love G-Wagons, so I had to get in there and play with it. But the price was just ridiculous. All the G-Wagons have gotten us. G-Wagons are 200 grand now. They're ridiculous. You know, it's just gotten way, way, way too high. All cars have, for that matter, but especially those. The thing I've really always liked about the G-Wagons, I'm kind of a big fan, you know, and the reason I really like them is that they're a narrower wheelbase that's still long enough wheelbase that it keeps it from having handling problems, and yet short enough that you can park it and manipulate it in traffic and get in and get out, that kind of thing. And as a result, I'm a big fan. But anyhow, you know, it's like an old-looking design, and it is an old design. And actually, the history on that thing was it was originally designed by Mercedes-Benz for the Falcons during the Falcon War, and then the British government decided that, well, it was a German vehicle, and they weren't going to buy it. So they got stuck with them, and then they started offering them to the public because they were all tooled up and ready to go. So that's what created the G-Wagon. The G-Wagon's been an icon ever since. I mean, they're still out there. They still make brand new ones.